7:34 now on a Tuesday morning. Time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Steve and Ted. Great to be with you.
Yeah, pretty windy out there, but we might have some rain tonight. How about that?
It's the wind is miserable, and it has been just howling. And, you know, we've had several grass fires here the last few days, one up obviously at K-96 and Webb, and the other one just yesterday at 53rd and West Street. And a lot of credit goes to our firefighters for keeping those things under control in the midst of all this wind. So, but yeah, it's miserable, and I hope we get a little rain here the next few days. I think that's well-deserved.
Well, you mentioned something, maybe we ought to talk about that for just a little bit here, and that is our firefighters, especially when it comes to those big grass fires, it's usually county guys going out there. But those are, I understand that the grass fire on a windy day is the most dangerous fire they can encounter.
Yeah, well, we got a couple conditions that make that a really explosive condition. And the first is that it's dry. I mean, it's incredibly dry out. We have obviously been in drought and not had a lot of rain for a few months now. And I think there was as indicative of that yesterday. You saw in the sky because of all the wind. That wasn't cloud cover. This was a lot of dust and dirt that's in the air just because of the dry conditions. So you take dry conditions and you multiply that with wind, and you've got a really dangerous situation. And these firefighters are trained so well because of just where we are located, and particularly Sedgwick County Fire with all the rural areas and unincorporated areas they have to cover, is they are experts in managing grass fires. And the greatest example of this is what took place last week at K-96 and Webb Road. Is that fire that took place just north of Stryker in that field, that was getting out of control quickly. In fact, it never had to come to the light of day, but we were being briefed, and I was being briefed as chairman of the county commission from our emergency management director, Julie Stimson, is we were prepared in drafting an authorization to declare an emergency disaster because this thing was getting out of control quickly. And yet, Sedgwick County Fire, Wichita Fire Department, working together, as they do very frequently, were able to put up a wall of defense and get this thing tamed down to where we were able to protect not just more land, but also homes and businesses in that area. So pretty wild, and a lot of credit goes to our firefighters. They do a fantastic job.
You, we have no Sedgwick County Commission meeting this week, I understand, but is there anything you need to tell us about that's going on with the county? Anything on your notebook there?
Lots of things. I don't usually have a notebook with me this morning because I drop kids off right at 7:30 and jump on the phone with you. So, but there's everybody knows the things that are going on right now, and it's all centered around elections. We are 1 week out from a massive national election. There's a lot of races on the state ballots and local ballots. And the most important thing is to know that there's a lot of opportunities to vote. One of the things that we've worked on with our wonderful election commissioner, Laura Rainwater, who's really guided and led these efforts, is how do we expand access and reduce wait times? What we wanted to accomplish with her lead was we didn't want any polling place in Sedgwick County to have more than 5,000 registered voters assigned to it. That is the one thing that really slows down access and slows down people's interest in voting, is if they know they're going to have to go stand in line for 2 or 3 hours. Many people do it. It's their civic duty. They take it responsibly. But what we can do is expand the access through more polling sites. Starting today, there are 17 new satellite locations that are opening up. Anyone in the county can vote at any of these 17 locations. And then on election day, we have over 100 polling sites available in Sedgwick County. Now, here's the difference. This is very important for your listeners. On election day, Tuesday, November 5th, you have to go to your assigned polling place. I am encouraging everyone to verify where their polling place is because of all that. We've added 25 new polling sites this year. Because of that, nearly 30% of all registered voters in Sedgwick County will have a different polling place than what they voted at last time. So we just encourage everyone, please go to sedgwickcounty.org /elections. You can check your polling site location. That way you know that you're showing up at the right place at the right time. But we're excited about the election staff. We have hundreds and hundreds of people serving in our elections at the polling sites. And we're pretty confident we're going to have a safe, secure, efficient election.
Interviewed Laura Rainwater last week, and she went through the process. And, of course, I went down and voted, and I went through the process. You just come in there. They ask you who you are. They verify who you are. They verify where you live. And then they want to see a photo ID. If you think that's going to be somebody's going to walk in there and somehow fraudulently get a vote, you're out of your mind. It can't happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They work hard.
They do.
The direction at the state level, but also locally, we work incredibly hard to make sure it's safe and secure and efficient. And there's a lot of information they go through. And if there's ever a question, they don't deny people the opportunity. They'll allow you to fill out a provisional ballot. And then what happens is they go through a process of verifying that provisional ballot and the people that are voting on a provisional ballot. And we actually, there's many stops along that trajectory, the election office and the experts there that are trained in this, but then the canvassers, the board of canvassers is your Sedgwick County commissioners. And anything that's in question, we actually go through manually as we certify the vote. So there's a lot of stops along the path, but our election workers do a fantastic job and we're really proud and grateful of their efforts.
More importantly, this week is Halloween. What are you going as this year?
I'm going to go as a county commissioner. I think it's pretty scary.
I think you didn't you go as David Dennis last year? Was that you?
Yes. I likely won't be dressing up.
I'll tell you what, that would frighten the neighborhood kids. Wow.
Yeah, they think we're coming to raise their taxes. Yeah. No. My kids will be dressing up. We'll be going out and about and having some fun. And if I'm lucky, I'll be in bed by 9:30. But odds are we'll be up pretty late that night.
Yeah, that's not happening. Yeah, no.
Do you have a favorite, while we're doing silly stuff, do you have a favorite candy?
Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite candy. I'll tell you what, I have a candy I dislike the most, and it's that candy corn stuff.
Oh, my wife!
It's like you're chewing on a bottle of wax.
I agree,
and it's just not my thing. And
that stuff is disgusting.
My wife bought two bags of that last week.
Yes, too much. One of the things that we can, and I'll encourage every parent out there with your kids, is this is an opportunity to teach them about taxation. When they bring those buckets of candy home, you have a right and an authority to take a tax of whatever you think is necessary and teach these kids about the value of taxation. And I bet it'll turn their minds on what government does pretty quick.
You know what I learned? That your big brother can take all your candy away from you. That's all.
Yeah,
I guess that's taxation.
Doing that today.
That's taxation there, I guess. All right, well, I hope
that's
the kids
like a tariff.
Yeah, kids will be safe and sane. You got the World Series on. I don't think the World Series is as big as it used to be, but when we were kids growing up, that was huge, the World Series every year. Wow.
Hey, how about this deal? 3-0 with the Dodgers. Freddie is hit 3 home runs in 3 consecutive games. Mm-hmm. As a baseball guy, I want people to take notice of something, and there nobody's noticing it, but I notice it because I was trained kind of in this philosophy of hitting. Watch how these Dodgers attack first pitch fastballs. The average major league the batting average on first pitch fastballs is like 370. And you'll watch, they're trained in this, is they will attack first pitch fastballs. They don't get into 2-strike counts often because they're hitting aggressively early in the count. And they are just banging the ball all around the field. It's really fun to watch how these Dodgers, how aggressive they are. But I wouldn't count the Yankees out just yet. They have an explosive lineup of great pitching, and we'll see where it goes. But no team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit, and I don't imagine it's going to happen this year.
How many, take from the junior high level up or grade school, how many times is that first pitch you see a fastball? Just about 90%, right, or something like that?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. And it's typically, I was told by a legend of baseball, a guy named Gene Stevenson, who I didn't play for in college, but he and I maintained a great relationship. And he told me the greatest 2-strike approach you can have is not getting to 2 strikes. And what he meant by that was just hit fastballs early in the count. You get a good pitch early. Don't take it intentionally. Be aggressive at the plate. And all his teams always live by that philosophy. I live by that philosophy, and the Dodgers certainly are executing that strategy right now.
All right. My last time at the mound, when I was 11 years old, I would start him off with a knuckleball every time. So there you go.
Well, that's why your career, that's why you're in radio now.
Exactly. Right. That explains a lot.
That's why I'm a knucklehead. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you next week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Why is it we always wind up talking about baseball with him? He just loves the game. Great guy.
Baseball player.
He's a great, former player. 744, Stephen's Head. Coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update. Boeing receives an order for 10 787 Dreamliners.
Really?
Stephen's Head in the morning.
I don't know who will build them, but there's the order.
Stephen's Head in the morning on KNSS.